One of my big predictions for 2024 is the idea of autonomous IT. Well, it's coming. And in fact, I found an organization who's doing it. Friday AI. So I spoke with TJ Karwal, the CEO and founder of Cluster Networks, a company that has revolutionized the IT industry with its innovative IT-driven solutions. Cluster has built Friday, which is a direct AI-driven product, and launched the world's first AI-driven MSP. Let's dive in on this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Today's episode is supported by Huntress. You want to focus on your clients and are always looking for ways to get more time. Use Huntress's fully managed cybersecurity platform to fight off cyber threats. Huntress is more than cybersecurity software for endpoints and identities. It's a 24/7 security operations center. It's security awareness training, community engagement, and dedicated partner support with an average CSAT score of 99.3%. Technology can only get you so far. Human expertise is what's needed to truly elevate and protect small businesses, and you get that with Huntress. Secure your clients and help them thrive with the number one rated EDR for SMBs on G2. Visit huntress.com/MSP radio to find out more. Well, TJ, thanks for joining me today.
Appreciate it. Yeah, pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
So let's start with kind of the headline here. You've launched Friday AI. Tell me kind of what it is and how we got there.
You know, we started a managed services provider called Cluster Networks 2014, had a great trajectory in the retail space. We grew really quickly. And what I mean by that, we was by the 24-month point of us being in business, we were supporting several thousand locations around the U.S. And, you know, we came to this crossroads, especially with the big growth we had earlier, was how do we scale? You know, being in San Francisco is very much this idea of having support engineers on standby to service all the new business that was coming in as a managed services company. And so, you know, rather than us look externally for support engineers, we actually looked internally and innovated, and we built something that we codenamed as Friday AI. And it was actually just called Friday. And yeah, long story short, you know, it allows us to scale ultimately to several thousand locations across a huge footprint, which is the national U.S. And we were ultimately managing that footprint with a matter of three guys. And that was because Friday AI was doing most of the heavy lifting for us and enabled us to do that.
So practically, like, I mean, how does it work? What does Friday AI do?
Well, ultimately, we have an appliance that we plug in on premise that takes all of the management aspects and learns your environment. And without getting too technical, we can certainly go deeper, but it sets a baseline of normalcy. What are all my devices? How are they communicating in my environment? You know, which maybe destinations are they speaking to out in the internet in the wild? Once it understands the environment, it basically goes into supporting it. And if it sees any anomalies in your environment, like a device failing or a POS terminal not able to process transactions where it used to, Friday jumps in and it either, one, creates a support ticket, ultimately identifies what's the problem, when it happened, ultimately the root cause of the problem, and, you know, creates a support ticket, sends it in. But it can also do something that we've been actually really excited about from the beginning. It takes the actionable next steps to resolve the problem itself. And it does that by either maybe making a configuration on the fly. Maybe it does it by power cycling a device, maybe shutting off an upstream switch port, things of that kind of nature. Yeah.
Okay. I got to go one level deeper on that because I'm somewhat technical, a little rusty here, but I know my audience is screaming going, okay, tell me more. So you know, I'm guessing, and then I want you to fill in the details. So it's an appliance. It's watching the network. It's doing network packet sniffing. It's doing some interpretation to understand what's going on. It's got to be given information too. So that's as far as I've guessed. How right am I? And now start filling the rest for me on like how it actually works technically.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep in mind, this was made for a tool that was allowing us to scale. So if, you know, any configuration that needed to be done on premise was major overhead for us. So the one of the objectives was, how do we make this not just another tool that has to be managed, or at least managed in a very light way? And so to answer your question on how it's working is you plug in the appliance. If it's a DHCP enabled environment where it can get an IP address on the network, then great. It starts drawing some simple logic. Hey, here's my local subnet. Let's do a quick scan, right? And not only listen to like pinging and layer three information, but also listen to like what we hear in the broadcast domain, ARP information, DHCP requests. Ultimately learn the MAC addresses and the devices that are in my environment and then go from there. We have that idea of ultimately discovering your environment. That's really our first phase. But then we start to look at the data and say things like, okay, if we can communicate to other networking devices in your environment, we can actually speak to it. And we can say which devices are plugged into which ports. What's the destinations that some of the devices need to hit to be functional or have been hitting over the last X amount of time, right? It draws conclusions and learns the environment from that respect. That makes sense?
It does. Now, so how much of that is the unit doing itself with like the large language model maybe being on the device? How much is in the cloud? Walk me through a little bit about how that portion of it works.
Yeah, absolutely. So everything that I described is not on any large language model, right? This was, okay. We built this we've been in production with this since 2017. I shouldn't say production, but in development since 2017. And, you know, there was no ChatGPT or any sort of LLM concepts, right? And so for us is how do we take data, crunch that through what we call our machine learning algorithms and draw conclusions and set baselines on that, right? And so what we're doing is we're ultimately taking very simple data. We're not even looking at payloads or, you know, what data is being transmitted. We're just looking at, like, for example, network overhead, source and destination information. What ports, network ports, are a device communicating at in the environment? How much bandwidth, round trip time, HTTP GET header information, things of that nature. And so once we learn devices are in the environment, Friday can ultimately create traffic and simulate that by bouncing it off a device depending on what ports it's listening to. And based on those variables that I described, we can ultimately draw conclusions. This device, it's a actual video surveillance camera. It's an iPad. It's a POS terminal. It's a Windows server. It's a list of about 50 different things that we can categorize.
It sounds a little magic, right? Like the way you're describing is kind of everything. You gotta have limits. Like walk me through what its primary focus is, and then where you define the kind of limits of that.
Its primary focus, again, is to take all of the lift off the level one IT support of an organization, right? And so part of that is having visibility into your environment. In today's standards, across those 2,000 locations, which are heavily retail focused that we manage for cluster networks, a lot of the IT support is very reactive. Somebody has to pick up the phone, say, I'm having an issue. I can't reach the internet. My Wi-Fi is broken, XYZ, whatever. But that then sparks up some level one IT engineer that ultimately goes and asks a series of questions. How long has it been happening? Can you maybe unplug the power, plug it back in? So, okay, you know, here's the root problem. Well, in our environment, what we're trying to accomplish is once we understand the environment based on what I had just mentioned, is how do we be proactive in that environment? And rather than somebody have to pick up the phone and call support, maybe Friday we'll send a text message and bring awareness to maybe a local GM, a school, maybe a principal, maybe a hotel manager, maybe a hospital. It will say, look, this Wi-Fi AP, this issue, this printer, it's offline. We're aware of it. Here's an IT support ticket. We'll let you know when it's resolved. In parallel, what Friday's doing is it's creating that support ticket. And the moment an issue happens, Friday's saying, why did that happen? It will go through a series of checks that are predetermined. It'll look at the status of the physical Ethernet cable. It'll say, what's the status of the upstream switch port or Wi-Fi AP? What's the status of XYZ? And if it can determine issues along that path, it'll say, here's where your problem is.
All right, I'm going to throw an example at you because, because it's almost kind of like the one that I almost go to is the reason why I've always said there will always be a need for managed services, IT services. And it's the Janison accounting can't print, right? This is a classic, right? We laugh because it's kind of a classic problem. Walk me through how that works with Friday involved.
Yeah. And so I would walk you through that in two ways, right? How is that done today? if an organization has some sort of monitoring on it, they will see maybe that printer went offline or maybe it's not communicating. They will maybe see the terminal can't reach it, whatever it might be, right? And so they will call that support line and actually start that process. In Friday's environment, Friday will actually know in most cases that a device is unresponsive, it's gone offline, it can't reach source destination from Janet's computer to that printer. It will say, you know, based on how Friday is trained, it can maybe notify somebody on site and saying, hey, Janet, you're having a printer problem. IT is aware of it. We'll let you know when it's resolved. That prevents Janet from even having to pick up the phone in the first place. And that prevents a support ticket from even coming in the first place, which is kind of the nirvana of support. In the meanwhile, the support IT desk will get a support ticket if they decide they wanted a ticket for that type of issue. But if they had a predetermined, what we call incident response flow, that says if any printer drops offline at this location, perform a series of XYZ steps to try and remedy that problem. If it resolves it, great. Respond back to Janet and say, hey, Janet, the IT printer issue you had, no problem, it's done. Or it will say, I couldn't have fixed it. Escalate that to the support to engineer. And so very different paradigm. That happens within minutes rather than hours or days for Janet to go and get to that when she's servicing her customers of, you know, wherever she is.
We both know there's a bunch of RMM platforms, PSA platforms, security platforms. There's this whole ecosystem of stuff. And now you've brought in a very interesting, unique new technology here. Is it independent? Does it integrate in? Talk to me about how it works with the ecosystem.
Absolutely. Friday is all about the integration. We're not going to go create a whole new security appliance or RMM tool that people have to install on their servers. We're going to integrate with the existing infrastructure of APIs. If there's a command line that's actually accessible, Friday can actually create an SSH command line session to that device, pull console output. It can web scrape information for maybe a local dashboard if we need to, right? And so, by default, right out of the box, the discovery and the management of that is going to just be like ultimately plug and play. We have a very low level requirement of literally just having a trunk port access on their core switch. And that's it. Friday takes it from there. Now, all of the advanced mapping of like how Friday is plugging into devices and which ports they're plugging into and learning if they're physical Ethernet cables, we communicate to customers' on-premise equipment, right? So we're speaking to enterprise-grade gear, Cisco's Catalyst switches, Cisco Meraki environments, HP Aruba, Palo Alto firewalls, Fortinet, Brocade switching. We are cross-vendor agnostic, and we've built ultimately the mindshare to go and issue show commands, scrape that data, turn that into metadata securely, and send that back to our API, which is how we're learning all of this on the fly.
Now, what you talk about is super disruptive to several key players in the managed services space. Like, are you coming for them directly and view them as competitors? Like, is that the way that you're positioning Friday?
No. Again, our entire objective is to allow those organizations to scale further, right? Like, you know, all of these scenarios that we're talking about troubleshooting or addressing, we do those hundreds of times a minute across organizations of like literally 2,000 sites wide. And so you just can't get that level of support with 10 people on a support IT help desk that are servicing people all day long, right? And so again, our job is to take those 10 people and allow them to scale to 50 to 100 people, give them more hands, allow them to just get relevant information and just know root cause problem without having to go and call the customer and maybe reach them when they're available after their lunch break or things like that. Take all those nuances out of it so they can be more efficient and scale. We're not going to compete. We're going to integrate and enable.
Now, how about more messy environments? As you get towards smaller and smaller, it's a little less well-defined. Like, again, walk me through some of sort of the edges for Friday's capabilities.
The ultimately ideal audience, I would say, that Friday really shines in is lean IT, multiple distributed sites. So we certainly support like HQ, but a lot of our footprint is around schools, hotels, retail chains across the environment. We support the edge local environments, like the local site level. That's kind of where our domain is, to answer your question.
So how are you licensing? I'm not asking specific pricing. I'm just trying to get a sense of how do you license it? Like how is it sold?
Friday is a per site monthly, per site per month license. So if a user has 100 sites, we would ultimately have an appliance per site and there would be a monthly reoccurring fee with that.
And obviously, I mean, you've thought about working with managed services providers. Is it white labeled? How does that component work?
Yeah, we allow a user to put their logo right in the Friday dashboard. If they choose that they want Friday as a tool to maybe let certain of their customers that they're servicing have access to it, brilliant, you know? But their branding is definitely reinforced with that when needed.
So TJ, I mean, how large is the operation at this point? How many MSPs have you brought on to using Friday AI?
We have several MSPs that we're working with now. A lot of the space that we've gotten a lot more traction on is directly with the end customer, especially since they're servicing their IT business. But ultimately, all of the challenge that we're talking about, you know, having something solved quickly before somebody notices, proactive IT, better IT customer experience, those are problems that we solve for every IT help desk. So to answer your question, there are probably a good 9 to 10 national wide MSPs that we're in communication right now and getting ready to deploy. That includes MSPs and ISPs. But you know, in terms of a customer base, we're speaking to several hundreds locations around the country right now.
And obviously you're a private organization, but what numbers and investment and dollars, like give me a little bit of sense of the size of the operation.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we did pretty well at Cluster Networks and we kept it lean. Again, from a services perspective, Friday enabled us to do that. So to answer your question around investment, we actually bootstrapped it ourselves. We own 100% of the company. We're not looking for outside investment at this point. I think we can scale this pretty well with what we know and our industry knowledge and what we've built. So yeah, we're a pretty lean shop. We are a 7-man team, 3 developers, few sales reps, accounting and marketing. And that's about it.
So TJ, you've obviously spent a long time thinking about how you can apply AI machine learning into IT operations environments. What's the kind of most interesting and insightful piece that you've learned over this journey?
Even at my time in my entire career from Cluster Networks to Friday AI, we're ultimately dealing with like an IT support model that hasn't changed since like the 90s. You have this appliance that you stand up, you need a dedicated resource. Somebody, you know, points all their logs to this one central IP. If something breaks out like in another state, you have to go RMA it, reprogram it. It's clunky and it blows my mind how much time and inefficiency in IT kind of happens, right? They all have the same kind of problem. They have an issue, they got to call support, whether that's local or not. And they wait hours, days, weeks to get things resolved. It was prime for somebody to kind of come in there and resolve those issues and address them head on. And I think we're going to make a big bang in this space, quite honestly.
I think I'd agree with you. I mean, this is stuff, IT automation, this autonomous operations. You know, obviously, I'm going to expect my listeners to dive in and hold to account here. But you know, the promise of this is pretty staggering. Where do you see this going? Like, what are you working on in terms of the next big things that you need to make sure that you've addressed?
We want to take a lot more of the headache and the footprint out of just managing IT in an environment. And gosh, the AI space is exploding today. I think, you know, LLMs are certainly one way to do it. But with the information that Friday has, the integration that we have across vendors and different devices, it's not just network, it's the entire IT footprint, like end devices. You know, we're going to incorporate in things that allow users to talk to their environment, right? Imagine speaking to your IT infrastructure rather than getting on a command line or some sort of web dashboard. And the use case is, you know, maybe if you're in IT and somebody's complaining about a problem, hey, Friday, what's the you know, health of my Wi-Fi at this location? It'll take in all the parameters and respond back and let you know, right? Because it has that level of data. Hey, what's that printer? Is that printer online at site 123? Yep, it's online. Last time it was offline was last month at so-and-so, right? Getting those little snippets of data in an area where you need to respond quickly without accessing and logging into a dashboard is huge. And that only makes mean time to resolution a lot faster. So we're definitely heading in that direction. We have some cool stuff around augmented reality that we're going to introduce, but too early to speak on that now.
So if people are interested in learning more, like, you know, how can they, you know, take a look and get more information?
You know, you can check our website out, fridayai.io. You'll see all of our information there. Feel free to drop me a line. I'll drop my email, tjcarwall@fridayai.io. Yeah, you know, we're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. Drop us, any one of us, a line. We'll be happy to respond back.
TJ, this has been fascinating. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Looking to reach an audience of thousands of MSPs and IT service providers? Put your ad right here on the Business of Tech and be on the show that 64% of MSPs report having listened to, a recurring top 50 tech news podcast. There are affordable options for you to reach our audience, and we can support any budget. Podcast listeners are more engaged, have a higher level of brand retention, and are more willing to listen to ads here than any other avenues. Want to know more? There's information at mspradio.com/engage, including a button to book a time to talk. I'm looking forward to that discussion. The Business of Tech is written by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. This episode was edited and produced by Picture This Video. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow and subscribe. It's the free and easy way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/mspradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Thanks for listening today, and I will talk to you again on the next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.